Hello, this is Rudy. How are you doing today?
Where are you calling from?
Well, we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey, okay? Can I ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country's headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you.
Wait, Rudy, how long is this going to take?
It's going to take approximately 7 minutes tops, maybe 10 at the most. It all depends. I'm rushing through it, so I don't take much of your time. And I do appreciate you taking the time. But how important would you say each of these issues is to you? And I'll spit them out, okay? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it is a very important issue to you. For example, democracy.
10.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
Student loan debt.
10.
Crime and violence.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Healthcare.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
7. No, 8.
Okay. Education, kindergarten through 12th grade. Okay. Voting rights.
10.
Climate change.
10.
Okay. Reproductive freedom.
10.
Immigration.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
Definitely 10.
Okay, good. Moving forward, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means
10.
You are not likely to vote? Okay, good. What is your race?
I don't want to answer that.
It requires an answer. Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
More than one race, so that's why I don't like to answer that question.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Alrighty. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, give me 1 second here. Alrighty. And what is the year of your birth?
1990.
Okay. Thank you for answering that. What is the highest level school you have completed or the highest degree
college.
You have received? Okay, good. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? 0 meaning no power at all, 10 meaning a lot of power, and you can pick in between 0 to 10.
That 6.
Okay. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel black community has on a scale of 0 to 10.
I'm sorry.
Where 0 means
a
black...
What? To whose community?
How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel.
Not my community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but again, it's just one of the general questions, right? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes, change on issues that matter to their community. And of course, you can pick in between 0 and 10.
I wouldn't know how to answer that question since...
Give me an answer, please. Just pick a number.
4? I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. But I'm just going to spit out some names here. For example, Joe Biden.
What was the scale?
0 to 10, 0, very cold and unfavorable 10. Person, 5 is neutral, and 10, very warm and favorable, okay? Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Six.
Okay. The Democratic Party.
Nine.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
The Republican Party.
0.
The Kamala Harris.
9.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein.
Robert.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? You did not?
I didn't.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gone much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Okay. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them? Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. 5 means you are not sure. And 0 means that you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. And again, I'll spit out names here. President Biden.
I'm sorry, could you say the name again?
President Biden.
0.
Okay. How about Supreme Court?
7.
Okay. How about white supremacists?
10. 10 is, what's the scale range again?
10 is certainly prevented progress. 5 is not sure.
No. Can we start that? 0 okay. Didn't prevent and 10 is prevent?
0 is right. Certainly did not prevent progress. 10 is certainly prevented progress. 5 is you're not sure. And you have all the other numbers in between.
Okay.
The first
right.
one I mentioned was President Biden.
Yeah, no, that stays at 0. The next I said was 5, right? No, I said it was 7.
7 for the Supreme Court.
Yeah. And then the next
white supremacist?
10.
Okay. Donald Trump?
10.
Governor Kemp?
10.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
10.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
10.
Okay, moving forward, we're almost done. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 means you're not sure, and 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, and I'll read them, okay? For example, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision to not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. this statement would, or this information would strongly motivate you to vote, would not motivate you to vote at all, or you're not sure?
Strongly motivate.
Okay. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth 18 through 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. This statement, would it motivate you to
strongly,
work strongly or?
Strongly motivate.
Okay. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers. How would this motivate you to vote?
Strongly or not motivate?
Okay. 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly. Would that strongly motivate people?
Strongly motivate.
Not more. Okay. We've made strides toward building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress. This statement, would it strongly motivate you to vote, not motivate you to vote at all?
Strongly motivate.
Okay. Moving forward, and again, we're almost done. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of these questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay, but please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? From 0 to 10, 0 no power at all, 10 a lot of power, or in between?
In between.
Which number?
5.
Okay. How much power do you feel the black community has to make changes to change on issues that matter most to your community? 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community, or in between?
I will say 4.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president in U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? 10 is extremely likely.
10.
0, not. Okay, good. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gone much worse? Worse, stay the same, better, or much
worse.
Better? Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. When did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month? 1 or 3 months ago? Don't remember. Okay. How did you register to vote? By mail, in person, at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event, automatically, through a political party organization?
By mail.
Okay. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual,
1.
Or 4, some, okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And in politics, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Okay. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker?
Full-time.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
20,000.
Okay. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? And you have a nice evening ahead.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for participating.